Episode 1022, Are You Spending Time Together?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is the weekend. It's time to celebrate. We've got parties happening in here because, well, my hubby came home. Yes, it's a surprise. And that's why I'm asking the question, are you spending time together? It is Relationship Builders Day, and we're going to take it to the core. It's a pretty frank question, but I bet you don't have an obvious answer. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what a fabulous weekend. Are you spending time together too? And not the kind of time that keeps you busy and distracted, but the time that draws your heartstrings closer. Yes, like I said at the very beginning of this intro, my sweet husband decided to come home and visit his family. Woohoo! He has been missing us so much, and I got to say, in return, we are missing him greatly too. So what did I plan for the weekend, you might be asking? Well, nothing but time together. Absolutely nothing but the time, the T-I-M-E. We did a TV marathon to kick off our weekend. It's a show we usually watch as a family, but since he's moved away, we kind of started doing other things. The kids and I have been filling up our time, and so therefore we haven't really watched the show. So now we're going to watch like 4 episodes and rock it. It's awesome. We're going to cook together, eat together, cry together, plan together, shop together, read together, cut hair together. You name it, we're doing it together. And if we couldn't do it together, well, then it's not on the table. The exception was my daughter's taking the ACT. So if you have a moment, say a little prayer for her because she's doing it right now. But that's not what we can help her with. So we can't be there for the ACT, but everything else we're doing together. We did drive her there, though, so she doesn't have to stress out since she has to go into the bigger city. So for some of you might be saying, Christiane, this is a little over the top, don't you think? I mean, how much time do you really need to be spending together? An obvious question. You're like, why are you asking me this question? It's all about relationship builders, right? We are always spending time together. Have you seen our schedule? I mean, we take the kids to activities and all of that. But you know what? I watch too many families living together, but not doing life together. That's the kicker right there. You're going about doing everybody else's stuff, but you're not doing life together. You don't know really how you're building a foundation, building a family. We don't talk about this in high school. We don't talk about it in college. Maybe you had a little bit if you went through marriage counseling, talking about family planning and how to build a foundation for your family. But most of us, we don't. We just kind of what? We do what was done to us, how we experienced it. How great was your family? Maybe you had an awesome family. And your experiences were just totally off the chart. But for a lot of us, we don't have those perfect families or near perfect families. There were struggles, challenges, things that you look back going, I hope that when I get married and I have a family, that's not what I want to pass on to my family. So yeah, maybe it may be over the top just a little bit. But when you see families struggling, and the crazy thing is, the older the kids get, the harder it is. When they're little, it's easy, you know, because their time, well, they come and go, right? They go to an activity and you're with them. And if you drop them off and you pick them up, they're so excited to see both sides of it, right? The drop off, maybe not initially. They're like, Mom, I don't want you to go. And you're like, oh, just go. You'll enjoy it. And then you come and pick them up. I'm so glad you're here. All smiles, right? So you get the ups and downs. And then they get older, which I'm experiencing that now. And they begin to go their own way. Sometimes our house literally looks like an intersection. We are coming and going all the time. We've got police officers who live around us. And I jokingly say, you know, if you see a lot of coming and going in this house, it's just because there's a lot of us, number one. And number two, we all have different schedules. And so it's almost like this hub. Like a bus hub, but it's just for a family. And you have to do what works for your family and building it up. But I raise this question because I feel like everybody, most of us, are kind of just renting a room. And we are just living out whatever interests us, but we're not living out the family that we dreamt about when we were littler. Or even in college going, oh man, I met the woman of my dreams. I met the man of my dreams. And now I get to see the house with the white picket fence. Maybe it's not a white picket fence. Maybe it's an iron fence. Whatever color fence you want. Maybe you don't want a fence. You want a farm. Whatever your dream is. But are you spending time together? You know, it takes work to hold a family together. And that comes from the glue. And that glue is you and your spouse. Now, I understand that some of you listening may be a single parent. Don't turn this off yet. Because you know what? You have other support within your family. Yes, you might be the primary disciplinary, you know, man or woman as a single parent. But there's still something there that you have to create for the family, a foundation. Maybe there's a grandma or a grandpa that comes, or an auntie or an uncle. There's a few other factors in there. So you have to understand that it all starts with you and your close-knit family. Usually it's your spouse. If you're single, there may be one or two other people. I like to think of it as you have to work at choreographing your life. You get out what you put into it. Now that the children are older, you know, we have five. So truly, we are a party every day. I say it all the time, but we are. And especially during the fall and early winter season, because that's when the majority of our birthdays happen. You get the youngest one and myself, and we're kind of out in no man's land in spring and summer. But the rest of us, we celebrate mainly in the winter and the early fall. And it is kind of crazy because you have to throw in there what? All the other holidays. And I feel like every week we're celebrating something. In actuality, in our family, we celebrate life every single day. No, I don't, you know, bake a cake or anything and have candles on it. But I truly try to be in the moment. I work at choreographing our life together. Because God created us what? For relationships. Otherwise, he really didn't need us. Think about it. He's the Almighty. He doesn't have to have us here. When he created Adam, he didn't have to make Eve. I mean, Adam could have enjoyed all of the beautiful gardens himself and all the animals and the ocean and the light and the dark. He could have enjoyed all of that. But God said, there's more to life. And I want to make sure that the people that I create in my image, that they know relationship, that they know love. That's why we're talking about this today. Are you spending time together? You know, the kids are starting to get older, and nowadays I don't think you have to wait too much long to, you know, to be in this type of situation here that I'm going to talk about. But at one point in our gathering as a family, I think we had 14 electronics in the room. And no, that wasn't all me. I promise you. Even though I can have about three at my disposal at one time. It's crazy. I get it. But what, I mean, think about that. 14 different electronics that are all mobile. Talk about distractions. And you say, oh, we're always spending time together. Are you really though? Are you having conversation? What are you doing to draw those heartstrings closer? That's the key, because an iPhone doesn't do it. Yeah, have you already ordered your iPhone 8? I know it just went on sale yesterday, didn't it? Or pre-order did? Oh, no. That was the iPhone 10. Okay, I know I'm getting off track. But that's how we see our life, right? It's an activity. Something else is drawing us in, taking away our attention from what we really need to be focusing on, and that is our family and our marriage. And we don't talk about this stuff. Yeah, we hear about it in church. We may talk about it in a small group Bible study. Maybe you're talking bad about your spouse to your best friend, but you're not really getting to the meat of things. And that's what I want to get to the meat of. That's why I asked you a closed question. Are you spending time together? My husband made the long drive up here to come visit us because an airline ticket, you're like, well, why don't you just buy an airline ticket? Because it gets expensive after a while. And we have a big family. We just can't throw money around. So we have to figure out how we can make things work. But he said, I've been away from the family too long. I want to come and surprise the children. So I told my two oldest children, because their schedules with college and all, they're just really crazy chaotic. And I don't have really a lot of control of their schedule. I don't know it. They really run their schedule. They let me know what's going on. But I wanted to make sure, because why? I wanted them to spend some time together with daddy. That was important. Because the older they get, they need their daddy even more. And I love that because he's an amazing father. And I'm so blessed. God has really molded him into the man that God wants him to be, not who I want him to be. Because if he is living up to what God wants, I'm blessed. And all I can do is be grateful. So when he told me he was going to come and surprise us, he's like, is that okay? I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I mean, you don't have to, sweetheart, because I get it. You're tired. You work long hours. It's going to be for a very short period of time. And so it was fun. Yesterday, he had gotten in really, really early in the morning. And our youngest one came in. They didn't know he was coming. And I said, sweetheart, I said, will you do me a favor? I said, I need you to go pick up something here on daddy's side of the bed. And of course, daddy's not in the bed ever, right? Because he's not here majority of the time. And then out of the blue, up pops daddy. And my little one just jumps back. Whoa! And it just totally scared him. But you should have seen the smile on his face, the embrace of the two. My daughter comes in and I said, hey, I got to show you something before I forget. And then I'll take the doggy out. You know, we got to take out Rhino, the bulldog. And so she followed me into the bedroom and he just kind of peeked above the covers. And she just ran to him like a little girl. Like, I hadn't seen you in so long, Dad, hugged him as tears fell. Are you spending time together? My little Einstein, number four of the five, he comes in, didn't know I wasn't around because I had to take another child to school. I mean, like I said, we're kind of like this hub. We keep going all the time. And so Daddy comes and is standing in the kitchen, and little Einstein Noah is pouring his breakfast and getting it ready. And all of a sudden, he's listening to YouTube. He's got it on. He's listening to his political whatever was on that, you know, yesterday morning. And all of a sudden, he turns and he was just like, whoa! And he puts down his tablet and everything and just goes up and gives him a great big hug. Are you spending time together? Are you choreographing your life and the right kind of time together? You thought it would be an easy answer, yes or no, but it really isn't. So I want to encourage you today, be the adhesive. Be the adhesive. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Be the adhesive, the glue that holds the family together. You got to choreograph your life. It takes work. You got to be willing to put the work in. And it starts with you. It starts with you and it starts with your spouse. So what does that look like? I want to break it down for you. You got to be the adhesive, the be part. So you can do, number one, the sticky. That's kind of fun, isn't it? You got to do the sticky. And I'm not just talking about the sexual intimacy part. I'm talking about the holding hands. Yes, I'm talking about also that, you know, in conjunction with the sexual part of it. But the stroke, the hug, the maybe the little pat on the bum. Maybe it's even just a little kind of like flirty, you know, kick in the rear. Whatever and however you communicate, do the sticky. Because we don't do that anymore. We did it, what, when we were dating? We kind of did it, but then what? Kids came, schedules changed, career got in the way, dreams happened. And then maybe life happened, medical things, family issues. And you're like, but I don't have time. Got to make time. Be the adhesive and do the sticky. Be the adhesive and schedule the date is number two. Be the adhesive and schedule the date. Yes, you have to make time for each other. And I'm going to give you a little bit of an example of what that looks like for us right now and where we are. So you can kind of see that in real time. And number three, be the adhesive and compliment often. Build up. If you didn't have the opportunity yet to listen to episode 1021, the backhanded compliment, I would encourage you go back and listen to that. It's important because we need to compliment often. You got to build up. You got to build up that emotional bank account. So what does it look like in real time? Well, right now, I got to tell you, life for us is a bit crazy. We're really running two full complete households in two totally different states and in two totally different areas. We're trying to manage five children's different time in their lives, pivotal times in their lives. I've got two seniors, one college and one high school. That's major, major, major. I've got a junior also in college. That's another one because he's got to get everything done because his senior year, that's the peak time. And he's working on his internship. Internship is big. Planning that out. What is it going to look like for his summer? Of course, selling the house. Finding another house, which, yes, if you want to add me to your prayer list, we need a prayer for us to find our new home. Praise the Lord, we already sold our house. It was God's time, not my time. I would have sold it a few months back. But God's timing is always perfect. So I'm grateful for that. Don't understand it, but I'm grateful. And so now I'm looking forward to the home that we're now going to create in a new state. And trying to figure out what schools we're going to go to and our options there. Do we want to homeschool? Do we want to go to traditional public school? Do we want to look at private schools? There's a lot happening right now. There's some big changes coming to Creator now. God's been working on me, and that's going to be for another episode. My husband building another part of his career. Life-changing. Exciting. But with excitement comes what? Adventure? Challenges? Sometimes confrontations? And it makes spending time together all that more difficult. But I'm telling you, it's the most important thing to do. And so how do we do the sticky when we're apart from each other? Well, we actually make time. We schedule it out. Yeah, we kind of have to be a little more creative on what that looks like. Use your imagination. This is a family show. We can get a little more raw and real on another episode, and we'll go there with it, but not this episode. So we figure out what really works for us. When we do the sticky and when we spend time together, when like he's home now, oh, you better believe it, I'm holding his hand. You better believe it that I'm snuggling with him, that I'm cuddled up under a blanket. I'm giving him a little neck massage because that's important right now because we only have this moment right now. We schedule a date. Our date happens on FaceTime. I love it. He reaches out to the children on a daily basis. He calls them. He says, hey, I just want to talk to you. Sometimes they'll watch a show together, one-on-one TV. You know, he's watching on his and they're watching on another, or they're watching something on their actual, you know, electronic, like maybe it's a YouTube video. Oh, Dad, I found this. Talking about their day. Then he makes time for me. And I can't say we do it every single night. Yes, we talk every single day and every single night and we text each other. But we do probably our FaceTime at least 2 to 3 times a week. And that's important. Why? Because we are apart. And that's hard to do. There have been days, I got to tell you and be honest with you, that I am tired. I've done 2 or 3 interviews in a day. I've had to read and prep for other interviews coming up the next week because you know here, it's real time. What you get is real time. This stuff is not you know, planned out months and months and months in advance, like some podcasts are. A lot of podcasts will go and they'll do their interviews and then they don't post them for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks out. That puts a real challenge on me. And it's a challenge, actually, my husband and I have talked about off and on. Because he's like, honey, this is time consuming. Did you hear the word? Time consuming. That means that when I'm doing this, especially when he's here, living here physically, it takes what? Time away from him. See how I listen to that and how I hear that? Now, it's a little bit different because he lives now in another state and comes to visit. So I have a little more flexibility, but the problem with that is I usually end up staying up later. And there have been times that I don't record till the wee nights or the wee mornings, whichever they are. But I try to get the content out there for you, the real stories in real time. I think that's what makes Create Your Now a unique podcast and a unique way for us to communicate. It's real time. What's happening right now? It's kind of crazy, too, because we have archives, right? We have archives 1, 2, and 3. Crazy. Think about it. So if you haven't been with us for a long time and you're like, I want to go back, you can go to createyournow.com/podcast, or you can go to however you listen to our podcast. Look for the archives. They're there. They're also in the show notes. The links are there. Click on those links and it'll take you right to those archives. So if you want to go back and see what we were like at the very beginning, oh, okay, maybe I was not as polished. I'm still not that polished. I'm just me. But I'm me loving on you, sharing what I believe God is wanting me to share with the world that I touch. Are you spending time together? Time. God wants to spend time with you. So like for us, yeah, I schedule the date. And we have our FaceTime date, and it's awesome. Sometimes we'll watch a show together. We've got a few shows that we really like, and we'll go back and forth. And sometimes if we're not watching them together, we'll make comments, and we'll text each other. There's a new show on called The Good Doctor. If you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to watch it. It's an incredibly well-written show that'll make you think. I love to think. I love to go deeper. And it's one that really pulls on your emotions. Oh, yes. And so we'll text back and forth. I'm crying. I don't think I could watch this show anymore. And I'm like, I know. We're sending all these crying, like, you know, the waves of emotions, of the tears coming down and streaming down. We'll send like 20 of them to each other. That's how we do our dates right now. That may not work for you, but schedule your time. Compliment often. Yes, it's something I really work on. Why? Because I want to build up his bank account, his emotional bank account, his love account. I want him to know how awesome he is, whether it's a great day or whether it's just a day. It doesn't matter. We got to build each other up. So if you were to look at those three things, do the sticky, schedule the date, compliment often, what would it look like for you? What could you do this weekend to do just that? To be the adhesive, to do the do, to have the family, the foundation. That's what you got to look at. Maybe you want some help with this. Maybe you're struggling in your marriage. Marriage isn't easy. It takes work. We don't have a perfect marriage, but we do have a marriage that is cohesive. And when you want to be the adhesive, you can be cohesive. So maybe you want help with that. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I would love to offer you a free gift. It's a coaching call with me. Yes, you'll be talking to me. And we can talk specifically about your situation. And let's work out some strategies and tools that you can implement right now to change the way you are going about your journey. You get out of your relationship what you put into it. Spend time together because the moment is yours to claim. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.